Hi there, lifestyle partners and friends. Happy and wonderful day to all of you. We are here again in this week's exciting and amazing episode of Life Talks with Aubrey Nicole. So as we welcome February with high hopes, well wishes, and lots of possibilities and smile, we should also start the series of this love month with our hashtag self-love talks segment. So it's really significant that we take care of ourselves in simple and meaningful ways. And it is also part of making sure that we are the best version of ourselves as we face this amazing roller coaster ride called life. So I am so grateful, excited, and happy for today to be with our special guest, Jordan, who is a 17-year-old high school graduate and incoming college freshman, which I'm sure you're going to learn a lot of insights and a lot of ideas and experiences about ways on how to boost one's self-confidence and self-esteem. So Jordan will be introducing everything about the podcast that he managed, and as well as experiencing different types of mental health stigma that has influenced his passion for all the things advocacy in order to create a better and accepting world. So I'm very excited for this episode, and you will know more about Jordan later during our introductory question. So for this week's episode, we will navigate around some tips, advice, stories, and points to ponder about ways on how to boost one's self-confidence and self-esteem. So I'm sure this will be very helpful and insightful for all of us as we journey life in every aspect, may it be in school, career, personal life, and many more. So I'm excited. Let's get started. Hello, Jordan.
Hello. Oh my God. You came with the energy and I absolutely love it. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you again for accepting our invitation to be a part of this very exciting episode.
Of course, I'd love to help as many people as possible.
So yeah, as a start, can you tell us, like, I know I've introduced you, but I wanted the listeners to know more about you. So if you can provide us with your introduction, a short biography, what you do, your interests, who you are, and other information that you want to share our Life Talk partners and friends.
Yeah, for sure. So as Aubrey mentioned, I am definitely big on like mental health advocacy as well as civil rights advocacy, but mainly focusing on mental health. And that being said, I absolutely love helping others and making sure that everybody can have a smile on their face. And that's not just within doing my podcast where I do talk about mental health, but it's also just with like my passions as far as art goes. I love poetry. I love writing poetry for people. I love playing instruments and just singing and just doing everything I can to make other people smile and help other people out. So yeah, that's all about me. I'm very creative and very, very passionate about making others smile and making sure that everybody is having the best life that they can.
Wow, that's wonderful. So like, what instruments do you play? Because I'm really like a music fanatic, and I felt like music transcends just like, you know, listening. It's kind of something connected with your soul. It like makes your emotion at its fullest. Like when you're sad, you have a go-to song. When you're happy, you have a go-to song. So what instruments or favorite song you like?
I don't know why I said playing instruments plural. I only play the ukulele.
Oh wow, that's amazing. You know, I really wanted to learn like how to play an instrument before when I was like young, but like I felt like, oh, I tried a lot of instruments, but then I totally forgot how to play it as years go by. But that's wonderful.
Absolutely. I love playing the ukulele. And if you ever did want to pick up a musical instrument again, the ukulele is like the easiest thing to play, so there you go.
That's wonderful. So I know, just for the background of the listeners, we met through you know, constant networks and connections with the podcasting world. So Jordan, in your opinion, what is the best thing about podcasting?
The best thing about podcasting, well, I am a person that absolutely loves to just rant. So I feel like podcasting is some like a platform of where I can just rant all of my thoughts and opinions, and again, help others as much as possible, more on a global level. And I feel like a lot of my time, I feel like a lot of the time I have been very silenced and very like looked down upon for even speaking out about my beliefs or thoughts and opinions. So podcasting gave me a lot of freedom to sort of just voice my opinions on certain things and things that I'm passionate about, which I haven't been able to do a lot in my life. So that's the best thing about podcasting for me.
That's wonderful. And for me also, like, one of the best thing about podcasting is having the opportunity to meet different people coming from different walks of life and learning from them. So you don't just share your learning or experiences from your podcast, but meeting people, listening to their podcast as well, and learning something out of it. It's really life-changing.
Absolutely. I definitely agree.
So going into, like, as we delve deeper in our topic today, which is how to boost one's self-confidence and self-esteem, I know our title will say 10 ways, but there's 100 ways in how to boost one's self-confidence and self-esteem. And this is one of, like, topic that is really relevant to all people, irrespective of their age, irrespective of, like, the status where they are in, maybe in school, career, and personal life. So to start, how do you define a positive mindset?
I feel like for me personally, a positive mindset is very, very, like the definition of a positive mindset for me is just very different from other people. I feel like a lot of the time I did have a very negative mindset where I automatically just went to the worst possible scenario and the worst possible outcome of anything that I did. So for me personally, it was, well, a positive mindset was just growing out of that sort of thinking of where everything is going to be bad 100% of the time, but instead considering that anything can happen and you are not in control a lot of the time of your future, and that is okay. So just accepting any sort of possible outcome, but still trying to look forward to making it the best outcome that it can possibly be.
That is wonderful. That is a great definition of positive mindset. Yeah, it's actually, you know what, Jordan, it's like when you talk about positive mindset, sometimes, you know, people always said that it's easier said than done, when we always said, like, hey, you have to be optimistic, you have to do it, or you can do it. And people will say, like, there's what ifs, like, what if I can't do it, what if I'm not capable, and stuff like that. But positive mindset is also being open to, like, the positive and the negative, wherein, like, in some experiences or things or situations in our lives, there are times that we can't control what's happening in the future. So therefore, like, we hope for the best, but we expect for the worst. But either way, we have to make sure that we will learn something out of it. If it works, if it the outcome is positive, then it's good for us, and then we learn something. But if it's not, then we will examine and evaluate what went wrong, and moving forward, we know how to, if there's some mistakes that are made, then we know moving forward what we will do to make it right. But either way, we learn something that will actually change our perspective and make us better.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. I think I love that you said that even if in the face of just, like, negative outcomes, that you are trying to, like, manage it and trying to get back up, because that is the most important part of life, is really just handling the negatives and trying to figure out a way to, again, manage it, and so you can grow as a person and learn from your mistakes, or learn from any negative thing. It doesn't even have to be your mistake per se, but yeah, I love that you said that.
Thank you. So as you tackle the word growth, my next question to you is, like, how will one see growth in a person, or how will one discover growth as a person?
I think that growth is very, very subjective to each person. I think that everybody has a different purpose in life. Everybody has different goals in life. Mm-hmm. So really, it's all about how you personally define growth. I think for me, especially, again, I talked about how mental health has been a huge part of my life, and also just having that sort of negative mindset. for me, growth is learning that I can thoroughly enjoy life in the best way. Like, I deserve to be loved. I deserve to be worthy as much as anybody else. So that is my personal definition of growth, but somebody else's definition of growth could be more about figuring out their career, figuring out what truly makes them happy in their relationship. So wherever that definition for you personally comes from is basically how you can define growth and how you can grow throughout life, or again, as a person, as you said.
I certainly agree with you. You know, growth and different people have different definition or different priorities in terms of how they will define growth. But I like what you said, that like, and there's some people that for them growth is like the little and small victories and things that they've accomplished in a day. They felt like it contributes to their growth as a person. I believe that growth cannot happen in just 24/7. I think it's a series of, it's a process, it's a phase, it's a journey. Like for me, even if I'm already like done with school, working, already have a family, soon entering into motherhood, I believe that I'm still in the process of growing and discovering more things about myself, which is good, because it's a constant journey of like growing, learning more things, realizing what you're capable of and your talents and skills. So it's nice to know, and it's nice to actually hear from you about like growth. And like what you said about mental health, it is also really very relevant and close to my heart, because like through the years I learned like how, like the idea of like your emotions are valid. It's okay not to be okay at times. You have to actually make sure that in your journey of life, you should also have to look out for yourself and take care of yourself, not just physically but mentally, emotionally, for sure, and spiritually. So that's really a great growth discussion that we talked to.
For sure, for sure. Well, first of all, congratulations about, you know, your pregnancy and your motherhood.
Thank you.
I think, honestly, that can be also a journey to growth. It just, that path towards motherhood and just raising your own child, that's a big feat. And I think that just hearing you talk about mental health, I think you're going to do great.
Thank you. So, going back, of course, like when we talk about self-confidence, self-esteem, growing, personal growth, and self-discovery, there are times that we should also learn how to set boundaries and limitations. So what are the ways, or how can we set boundaries and limitations?
Right. So I feel like a lot of my answers are going to be like this, because honestly, boundaries and limitations are different for each person.
I agree,
So I think that when you're trying to discover your own boundaries and limitations, it can be in very much different areas of your life. You have to set boundaries and limitations for every area of your life.
Agree.
And I think that you have to really check in with yourself and check in on how everything is affecting you personally, because I feel like this day and age we kind of deal with a lot of the things as they go. Like, for example, with school, a lot of people just try to tackle all these assignments and not worry about their personal life and how their mental health is really being affected. So really just being self-aware and present within each day, each moment, and think about how everything is affecting you personally. How is it affecting your mental health? And if it is damaging your mental health, how can you alleviate that struggle and make sure you are living the best life you can? And especially with boundaries, with when it comes to other people, think about how they are treating you and how you are personally being affected mentally. And that's how you can further set boundaries with other people, and even set boundaries with yourself as far as just like negative thinking or just bad habits, you know. So yeah, really just being self-aware and present is how you can set boundaries and limitations and really get to know yourself more at the end of the day.
That is a very well said explanation about setting boundaries and limitations. I think you're right that, you know, with defining positive mindset growth and setting the definition of the boundaries and limitations, it really depends on a person to person. But I it's nice to know your perspective, because it also coincides with what my definition of boundaries and limitations are. Because like in a workplace, when people, you know, when your colleagues or people ask you like, hey, can you do this task or project, hey, but there are times that we are shy to always say no, because we're afraid that other people might say, oh, he or she actually rejected it, or they don't want to cooperate and stuff like that. But I believe like you should actually assess and evaluate. If, for example, you have a lot of things to do already and your bandwidth is so much and you believe that you can't do the certain task or project, it's okay sometimes to say no, and you don't have to be guilty about it. I think that's also one of my personal experiences. Before, I felt like it's really hard for me to say no when like people ask favors, or when people like ask me questions like, hey, can you do this project for me, hey, can you help me with this, and I felt like I have to say yes, because I felt guilty if I said no. But I remember one of my friends telling me that it will actually consume you, and it will actually be hard for you, that you're taking over all those things to the point that you can't do it anymore, or you'll juggle, you can't just multitask all your lives and like please everybody and just say yes, I can help you. It's okay to say no sometimes. So what I do is like, that's a constant journey for me of like, if I know that like right now I'm doing law school, almost done with it, I'm doing a business, and then I'm doing work and then podcasting, if I know that I can't actually handle it anymore, it's okay to say no. So that's like one of the life lessons I constantly learn from like daily experiences. It's okay to say no, I can't do that, or sorry, I can't help you, but you don't have to be guilty about it.
Honestly, I love the way that you describe that. I think we also have like the same experience in just like not being able to say no about certain things. Like when you mentioned work, I was like, oh my god, that's me. That's so me. I do that all the time.
Yeah, it's even sometimes like, yeah, like they ask favors and like you'll think, oh my gosh, I'm scared that they might get mad at me, or they might say I'm not willing to cooperate and learn. But then sometimes, and also one thing I realized about setting boundaries and limitations, that it's okay to actually remove toxic and negative people, things, or aspects in your life. Because if you want to live in peace and be happy, it's okay to actually, like, if it's not worth your energy, your time, and if it actually makes your mental health deteriorate or bad, if you can just detach or like remove toxic people or situations. Because before, like for me, I wanted to, like, you know, I'm scared to actually, it's sort of like if you're thinking like, I'm so scared of what other people will say, but other people will judge or criticize me on things. But then I got to a point that what matters most is I'm happy, I'm in peace, and I'm living my life to the fullest. Because time is gold, as they say, and you only live once. So you have to treasure and live life to the fullest and be happy. And happiness is a choice. So you can't find it you can't just find it with one people, with a certain thing. It's a cumulative of experiences and things that will make you happy. So do what you love and do what makes you happy. That's like one thing too that I keep constantly reminding myself.
Honestly, I think especially when it comes to just people and toxicity, a lot of the time when we're thinking about keeping toxic people in our lives, we're basically not thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about other people and how they might be affected, or what my therapist says, actually. She thinks that I make other people comfortable and I don't make myself comfortable. So at the end of the day, we have to actively make steps to make ourselves comfortable instead of thinking about what the other person might be feeling. Of course, you have to be aware of, you know, be empathetic to other people's experiences, being kind, but if it is damaging you and your mental health, now you have to really think, is this really allowing me to be comfortable? Is this allowing me to be happy, like you said earlier?
Yeah, I totally agree. These are the questions that we ask ourselves, so like self-evaluation, self-reflection, and it's really helpful for us to like discover and determine things that will make our lives better.
Right.
So, going deeper on self-discovery, personal growth, and self-confidence. In terms of confidence, how can one show, manifest, or exude self-confidence, in your opinion?
Honestly, at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people mistake self-confidence for just like how people present themselves, because I think a lot of people confuse like celebrities and their outfits and modeling and things mm-hmm. with just the person being very self-confident and just like loving their looks, loving their body. But honestly, a lot of the times models can suffer from either eating disorders or like thinking that they aren't good enough as a model, or like comparing themselves a lot. So really, you can't really look on the outside and think that somebody is confident, because you really don't know how somebody is feeling about themselves and in their own minds until you actually ask them. So as far as just like exuding or showing self-confidence, it really comes down to just how the person sort of deals with people, I think. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of insecure people can be overly sort of like materialistic in a way. They think that with the amount of like precious or luxury things that they have, that they are better than people, which I think can stem from a lot of insecure thinking, or just, you know, looking at how they treat other people. Are they overly jealous? Because of course we all know jealousy can also be a sign of insecurity. Mm-hmm. Or are they more comfortable in their place in life? Are they comfortable with their work life? Are they comfortable with themselves or how they treat other people? I think that's how you can see self-confidence in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, to add to that also with what you said, yeah, because sometimes, you know, people look into social media, it's really mm-hmm. evident, and they see these actors, actresses, influencers having almost perfect kind of like, not just physical attributes, but like life, and you kind of question mm-hmm. your life too, but those are all in the superficial physical kind of characteristic. There's more to it, there's more stories to it behind it. So I think that for me, I also suffer from like lack of self-confidence for all this time, because like mm-hmm. I always felt that I'm not good enough. I always felt that like I cannot do it, I'm not capable, I'm not that talented enough. But I always remember what my mom and also my friends and my mentor said, that the very first person that you should believe in yourself, and believe in you, is yourself. You should actually mm-hmm. make sure that you believe in yourself. You have to have this like positive mindset that you can do it, and do not compare your progress to other people, because mm-hmm. progress can be determined and can be measured differently. Your progress is different from other people's progress. It's not actually a race. You both have different journeys. So I think that's one thing I realized. And before, honestly, when I was like in high school and college, I am really competitive. it's sad to admit it, but yeah, I'm really competitive. Like, I really wanted to be like top one, or have the highest score in quizzes and projects and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But then I got to a point that even if I get like, let's say 100 or a good grade, I'm like, I'm not happy. And then I question mm-hmm. myself, why am I not happy about it? Well, I work hard for it. It's just, I keep on like comparing and kind of racing to the other students. And that's not a very healthy way of like enjoying life. It's just do what, mm-hmm. just, I just realized, do your best, do whatever you can, give your 100% in every task, projects, or program that you're in, and don't mind other people. If somebody got higher grade than you, then happy for them, good for them, but just only focus on your track and your route to success and do not compare yourself to others, because if you keep on comparing, you get competitive, you have a lot of like insecurities, jealousy, or like, you know what you said, you get to have a lot of questions when you're not even seeing really the silver lining of it, wherein you're doing your best and you're good, you're capable, you're talented, you have your own unique and different skills. So that's one thing that I learned, which is, I'm really thankful that I kind of realized that one in my journey, because now I'm not competitive anymore. I'm just enjoying and doing my best, focusing on myself.
Absolutely. I think I also relate to that sort of mindset of like wanting the best grades or wanting to like compete against other people. And that sort of mindset can definitely damage your mental health or damage your self-esteem, and thinking you're not good enough because somebody got a higher score than you. And I think in that instant for me was just thinking about how I can set goals for myself and how I can be better. And this also goes back to that sort of limitations conversation that we had earlier. Especially with school, a lot of people have their own limitations. A lot of people can just study for 16 hours straight, and then there's people like me that can just study for like 2 hours and be like absolutely exhausted. So you have to realize that you have your own limitations, and that you have to set your own individual goals. And if you don't reach those goals, that is okay, because again, you have limitations and you tried your best, and that is definitely just okay, being comfortable with what you have now and trying your best to, I guess, beat yourself in that sense, instead of trying to beat other people in terms of grades or anything in life, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, the discussions we had right now is like interconnected with each topic or concept. It really encompasses the whole version of self-discovery and personal growth. So moving forward, I know that, like, of course, as we journey and navigate life, there are a lot of changes and, you know, things that are happening in our lives. So how important are these changes in our lives, and how can we cope or adapt to these changes, whether it's good or bad?
I think as far as changes go in life, a lot of people like to refuse change and a lot of people reject change, but really it's all about adapting. At the end of the day, that is really what life is all about. And of course, we have horrible changes that impact us like negatively, and we have very positive changes that completely reroute the entire like trajectory of our lives. And whether, again, if it's good or bad, it's really about adjusting. And changes can be a very, very important thing to your own self-growth and your own self-discovery, as we are on this conversation. So yeah, I think for me, just speaking to my own experience with changes, I moved a lot as a kid. I still move a lot. I moved about like every year or every 2 years. And I think that definitely in turn damaged my mental health a lot, because I had to leave all my friends behind. I had to leave certain family members behind, and it really sucked. But at the same time, I had to adjust. And at times that also benefited me, because I got to see how different people interact. How can I make the most of the time that I have, even if it is a short period of time? How can I be the best that I can be despite all of these changes? So while it was a good and bad experience, it is most important to acknowledge that changes can be very important, and that we in turn have to adjust in whatever way that we can.
Yeah, definitely. And as they say, nothing is constant in this world except change. Change is gonna happen every single day, whether we like it or not. It's a part of like the process that we have to go through in life. And yeah, I think based from my experience as well, like different changes that happened to me ever since I was a kid until now, like adulting 101, you know, marriage, parenthood, and stuff like that. you have to be flexible and open-minded to those changes, whether it's a good or bad, and always look at the bright side out of it, of what you're going to learn out of those changes. I know some people are hesitant, scared of those changes, because of course when there's a change, you have to like get out of your comfort zone or safety net, and you have to face those changes. Mm-hmm. And most of us are fearful of the unknown. It's like, what will happen when this changes like takes place, or it will kind of change the routine, the habits, and the things that we are used to. And it's understandable, of course, because all of us got to a point where we're really scared of, you know, taking risks, accepting those changes. But those changes will contribute in one way or another to you as a person. Whether it's a good or a bad change, you will learn something out of it that will actually mold you to be the better you. You will not be the same person as you are after that change. You will be like braver, you'll be more courageous, you will be more wise, you'll be wiser, and you'll learn something out of it.
Absolutely, I definitely agree.
So, delving deeper with the self-confidence, can you give us some tips or tricks on how to boost one's self-confidence or self-esteem?
Really, when I think about this question, I think of just about like the therapy methods that I've been taught over the years that have been really helpful. So, I think as far as just self-esteem and self-confidence goes, one of the things that I have learned as far as just like my journey in life is also as far as just therapy, I have been in a habit or process of asking myself, what good thing did I do today and how did I make it happen? Because I feel like if you're struggling with your self-confidence or if you're struggling with your self-esteem, you automatically can think that you are just this horrible person that just doesn't make the world a better place, that you just ruin things. But really reflecting on each day and thinking about, how did you make other people smile? How did you make yourself smile? What did you do today that just benefited you mentally? Looking on the positive sides that you've done and how you can positively impact this world or even yourself was definitely something that helped my self-esteem and my self-confidence. Also, there are moments where you don't even feel confident in yourself at all, and you feel like you just want to lay in bed all day and think horrible thoughts about yourself. But I think that step of choosing to not succumb to that thought process can also be very, very powerful. On the days that I do feel like crap, some days I do lay in my bed, and that's completely valid. But other days I get up and try to dress the best that I can and try to make myself happy. I think that is also very valuable in the process of trying to raise your self-esteem or self-confidence. And those are just like two ways that I can think of off the top of my head.
And that's also me. Like, I can relate to you. Like, there are times that I really, it's just, you know, one of those days that you feel sad, you feel like questioning yourself. But there are times that, like, I'm like what you said, I'm trying to be like the best version of myself. For some reason, I'm just gonna, like, even if I'm working from home, I'll dress good. And then it's just like manifested, like, hey, this is my day. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling good. And maybe one thing also that I will add to that is self-affirmation really helps for me.
Yes, like, absolutely.
When I wake up in the morning, I wake up, I go to the bathroom, do my routine, and like look in the mirror and say, hey, Aubrey, you can do it. You can ace today, or something like that. Or simple little victories that I achieve in a day, such as like, maybe finishing a task at work or learning something, doing something good, even if it's little, small, or great things. I like tap yourself and say, hey, Aubrey, good job. Something like that. It's little right. things like that. Or you can actually talk to yourself in the mirror and say, you are capable. You are special. You can do it. You're doing Absolutely. Great. I think self-affirmation for me is really effective and really helps, because it kind of start the momentum. When you start being positive and you start being happy, when you start thinking optimistic about things, then it's just, when you're claiming it and manifesting it, the power of manifestation, then you can, it actually works.
Absolutely. I think to speak on self-affirmations, I love affirmations so much. A lot of, like, I'm going to refer back to, like, the start of my mental health journey, where everything just felt, like, really, really awful, and I was just, like, really depressed at that time. At first, I did think that affirmations were just absolutely bad, and just, they don't work, and they mean nothing to me, because obviously I had such a low self-esteem that if I told myself that I was a good person, that I deserve to be loved, that I can do it, it often felt like I was just lying to myself. But over time, I did continue to do those affirmations, and I continue to try to give myself a little pep talks and try to acknowledge that there are positive things about me, even though at first it felt like I was just lying to myself and that these things were not going to work as far as just like affirmations. Over time, continually do it, I started to slowly believe in these affirmations, and I started to gain self-confidence. So it's really a process, and it's all about self-growth, as we have been talking about in this episode. So yeah,
I definitely agree with that. And as we move forward, my next question to you is, how do you think, so I know it's self-confidence is really important and self-esteem, but how can someone avoid the times where they're having self-doubt, lack of self-confidence? What can someone do to combat that in different situations?
Yeah, so I think this is a very good question, because I think at times we always just want to avoid feeling, I guess, down about ourselves, avoid these negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also good to speak to the experiences of where you just are not feeling it today, and that's okay. But then there are also other times where if you want to avoid self-doubt or avoid self-confidence is really about taking that step and taking that initiative of trying to make yourself feel a little bit better. As we were talking about earlier, like, if you are having a down in the dumps day, it's okay to be in those thoughts and be in that moment and trying to recover from that moment. But other days when you feel like you have the energy and you feel like you can do it, you feel like it's like today is just not going to be that day. Yeah. Trying to, again, look at the positive things about yourself, or look at the positive things that can happen today. I think that for me, like, to-do lists, like completing things on my to-do list can very much like boost my self-esteem in a way, because it shows that I can be productive and that I am capable of, I guess, functioning correctly.
I agree with that. I have a checklist too. Like, I have this checklist every day. And it's funny because I'm so obsessed with like crossing everything out. And when like I cross everything out, it's like I felt like there's a background song of We Are the Champions in my background. And like, I'm so happy.
I totally agree. So just doing things that make you feel good is possibly just like the only way to try to avoid those feelings of self-doubt or feelings of lack of self-confidence. Also, a side note, this is a very brief side note, but if you are somebody that can get very upset if you don't complete everything on your to-do list, that is okay. As we spoke about earlier, we all have limitations, and those limitations can be different each day. You can just be an absolute go-getter one day and complete everything on your to-do list, and other days you just don't have a lot of energy and just complete two things out of 100 things, and that's okay. Both things are okay.
At least you complete a one or two. That's what matters. At least you do something.
So, absolutely.
Yeah, that's indeed. I agree with you in that respect, because, you know, sometimes people wanted to avoid the situations of having self-doubt and lack of self-confidence. But maybe one route and one thing is accepting that sometimes there are days that you just get sad, you just get felt like you're not feeling it, you're not like you felt of not doing anything. It's okay. It's okay for you just to lay in bed, relax, and have your me time. Do not be guilty about it. So productivity can be measured in many ways. You resting and enjoying and having that mental health break. So I'm gonna share one thing. I remember when I could get really burnout and overwork and over fatigue, I got to a point that I am doing the routine every single day just the same, waking up, working, after that eating, walking, doing my assignments and stuff like that. And I get to a point that I get tired, and then I talked to one of our counselors in the school, and she said, when was the last time that you get to have a rest? Like, I said, well, I'm resting when I'm sleeping. No, not that. It's like, you rest wherein, like, you watch your favorite movie, you just go on and sit on the couch or lay in bed and watch Netflix and stuff. And I kind of paused for a while because I haven't done it for months because I'm, like, so preoccupied. And she said, like, you know what? You have to have this time wherein, like, for example, the whole morning of Saturday where it's your me time, wherein you just watch, but not watch while you're actually doing stuff. You just watch and relax and not feeling guilty about it, because I get guilty sometimes when I for example, I'm watching a TV series and I'm just like watching and eating popcorn, and I felt like I'm not being productive, so I have to do something on a sideline, like for example watching that TV series by also doing orders for a shop. So I'm multitasking. But then that counselor said, no, you have to actually restrict yourself to just do your me time, and no one will take that away from you, because that's also your mental health break. So what I'm doing starting from that time, and it really works for me, I am not burnout, I am actually very motivated and encouraged to do things, is I put it on my list of my things to do, a so-called mental health break, where even if it's an hour or two, I get the chance to like scroll social media, watch funny videos, you know, relax my mind, just lay in bed or sit down, or you know, kind of like talk to my mom. Sometimes like talking to people is also like a good thing to actually make you feel better, especially the people that you love. So that's one thing also that actually gives me self-confidence, when I'm actually well rested, like when I am not so pressured, and when I'm like feeling okay and feeling like better. So that's like my tips and tricks that I can share with you and with the listeners as well.
I love that. I love that. I love taking mental health breaks. And I think that guilt is definitely something everybody experiences. But over time, that guilt sort of fades away. And you're just like, yeah, I deserve this. I deserve this.
Yeah, a much more deserved break. Even if it's just watching, or if you're capable of doing like walks in the park, or, you know, going on places to have a vacation, it's fine. You need it in productivity, like what I said, can be measured in many ways. You're being productive of improving and taking care of yourself.
Absolutely. Love the way you worded that.
So yeah, the going, as we talk about like self-confidence and personal growth, do you have any one and or two impactful quotes that you have in your life that you kind of like always used or like put in mind whenever like, you know, times are hard and challenging?
There is one quote actually that I'll never forget. I forgot who told me it, but I think they also got it from somebody else, so no need to credit them, I guess. One quote that I do remember is just, you can't have a rainbow without a little rain. So you can't you can't have a fully happy, successful, comfortable life without just having those sad days. You can't have joy without sadness. And I think that's just one thing important to remember, because I remember I had like this very, very toxic point in my life where I was just like, I have to be positive 100% of the time, and I cannot be sad and I cannot be angry. I cannot feel all these negative emotions. I have to be positive. And that is very toxic in itself, because again, you can't have joy without sadness. So yeah, that's just one quote that I love to have.
That is, yeah, it's nice. It's a nice quote. Yeah. And as they said, always rainbow after the rain, you know. So that's, that rain is also a learning experience. I always make sure that as I journey life, I always look at the silver lining or the good thing out of it, in that I will learn something out of it no matter what. And then, like what I said, when I get out of that situation, I will not be the same Aubrey Nicole as I was when I am back then, because I've become wiser, more courageous, braver, and I learned something in life that I can use moving forward as I journey this, you know, this journey, a roller coaster ride, as I always describe it. For me, I have two quotes that I think I've been like, actually it's posted in my work area. The other one is, she believed she could, so she did. And then the second one is, be the girl who decided to go for it. Because when I always looking at it, it's like, it's a power of like manifestation and claiming it. Like when you believe you can, you will actually do it. And it boosts your spirit, your soul, and your self-confidence too. Because you should one thing that I always talk to my, like, I'm talking to myself, it's not that it's bad, but I'm talking to myself and saying, like, you know what, Aubrey, you can do it, you're capable, you're smart, you can do it, you just have to do the best, your best thing. And even if whatever the outcome is, you will not have regrets and what ifs, because you did your best. You put 100% of your commitment, your energy, your soul, your passion into it, and you have no regrets, because you actually give all in a project or in a task. So that's one thing. And then, like, you just have to go for it, you know, follow what your heart desires. And, you know, like, for example, in things that you're passionate about, whatever field it is, like for me, it's intellectual property writing and podcasting. I'll just have to do my best and follow my passion, what I like and what my heart desires. If that's what makes me happy, and whatever the outcome is, at least you follow your heart and, like, circling back, you learn something out of it.
Absolutely. I love the way you worded that. I think I really just want to speak to the manifestation point that you were talking about. I think that a lot of the time we don't realize that if we, like, the things that we do say is very, very powerful. I thoroughly believe that if you believe that you are going to fail, if you believe that you are going to do a bad job, then that is what's going to happen, because you are speaking it out into the universe, as they say, and you are believing it yourself. So if you really think you're a horrible person, if you think that you're doing things wrong and everything is going to go bad, then that is going to be the trajectory of your future. But if you think that you can do it, if you think that you are able to do it, you have the capacity to do it, then that can be, again, the trajectory of your future. So really, it's all about your personal beliefs and how you're really thinking about each day and your future.
Agree. Yeah, very well said. It's like, it's all up to you, and don't mind about other people. Don't be scared what other people will say. What matters most is you and your happiness. Every one of us deserve to be happy. And, you know, in life, there's really, you can't please everybody. There's like bashers, there's like haters, like what Taylor Swift said, haters gonna hate. So you just gotta like shake, and then just like, yeah, it's like, it's, and it's also, you know, in life, there's like ups and downs. So when you're on the down part, you always have to look forward to the up part, you know, to rise again. Each fall, stand up, chin up, and be brave to face life. I think that's one thing that My father always told me before when he was alive that, you know, in life, you're not always in the bed of roses. There are times you are in the bed of nails. And when tough times and challenging times arrive, it will test really your, you know, your faith, your determination. And you just have to battle it with, like, you know, you have to battle it with confidence, with a hope. And, like, if you have something that you wanted to achieve, it's not gonna be easy. Nobody said it was easy. All they said it was worth it. So
right.
So as we go on, like, self-discovery and personal growth, what is your one advice that you can tell to our listeners about self-discovery, personal growth, and self-confidence?
I think this is going to be some advice that a lot of people won't say, but I'm just going to speak to it because that is my own personal experience. As far as just self-discovery and self-growth goes, I think it's important to know that it is a process. It's important to take time to learn more, to grow, because I think in this day and age, we always want things to happen like the next day or in a few hours, in the next minute. But with self-discovery and self-growth, it's not gonna happen that quickly. It will literally take years, and you have to be okay with that. You have to think that even though it doesn't feel good right now, it doesn't feel, or like if you do have low self-esteem, even though you have low self-esteem, it's not going to be like that forever. It's not going to forever just be constant negative thinking or just thinking that you are nothing or you are a burden. It will get better with time, and there is no right way to do it. There is no wrong way to do it. Really, it's up to you to try and grow in the best way that you personally can. And again, be okay with it taking years or maybe months. I don't know. It depends on the person. But yeah, it's a journey. It's a process, and that is okay.
Yeah, that's one thing. Do not, like what you said, people nowadays, because we're living in a fast-paced environment in society, they want everything like fast, in a blink of an eye, or like, it's just like one click, everything's there. Don't grow up too fast. Like, enjoy the journey. It's a process, like you said. There are many phases. There's ups and downs. And with that journey, you know, you meet people, you discover things about yourself, you learn something out of it. And life is one hell of a ride. So enjoy the journey.
Absolutely. I agree.
So as we draw near towards like the end of our conversation, but even if I don't like to end this conversation, and I'm hoping that we'll have another part two of this conversation, because it's really a rich, insightful discussion about like perspectives, you know, perspective coming from you, from your experiences, and perspective coming from me and my experiences as well, which we all know that a lot of listeners can relate and they can learn something out of it in this episode. So my next question to you about your pursuing interests and hobby that you love, what are the things that you are passionate about, and how do you seek and continue to improve yourself on those things that you love?
I think when it comes to me, I'm a very passionate person. When I am very interested or involved in something, I just absolutely pursue it with everything in my heart, because I'm just very passionate about my interests.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, like helping others and advocacy, that is something that I'm very, very passionate about. And I think that throughout my whole life, I will always try to advocate for other people and advocate for those who are just like, you know, not, well, silenced, I guess, since I was also silenced in a way. And just again, with my art, I am pursuing a art degree, and I am pursuing a art career. So I think with a lot of the things that I do, I will learn to use my art to help other people. I will learn to use my advocacy to grow in terms of my art. And it all just intertwines with each other. So, yeah, I forgot the second question you asked.
But you actually answered it very well. Okay. Amazing. Yeah. Just follow your heart, follow what you're heart's desire. That's really interesting. It's very inspiring to hear it, like to hear it coming like from you about the art, you know, like pursuing what actually they say it in a very metaphorical way, but follow what the flames of your hearts, like something like that. It's like, you know, what sets your heart on fire. Like that's it. It's like gives you like fire and like energy and happiness. So this is something that I keep on asking my podcast guests, and it's like really fun. Is there any 5 go-to songs that you can recommend to our listeners that boost your self-confidence, your spirit, and like just really change your day, even if like it's a bad day, it's gonna be great because of these songs?
Okay, please. I'm absolutely in love with music. This is such, I love this question. Honestly,
I'll do it like, okay, if there's not songs, there's like artists. Because some of them request like, oh, it's hard for songs. Can it be like artists? So 5 artists or 5 songs or both, if you can, that you can share to our listeners that they can actually, you know, explore on and listen to.
Yeah, so As I said, I'm really passionate about music, so I'm gonna do like a combination of both artists and songs. So the first thing that I can think of, like as far as just like self-confidence or just things that make me feel just like really good in the moment, one song that I really really love is Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish.
And oh yeah,
it's just, oh, you know that song?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I love that song. It just really gets me like, I am that person. I am amazing.
Yeah.
So just Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish. And Billie Eilish in general as an artist is just amazing.
Of course. So, yeah, here.
I love that. And I think a lot of the time when I am in need of just also self-confidence is another song by Billie Eilish. I'm sorry. I love her.
No worries. I like it.
I love My Future by her, by Billie Eilish. I think it really just speaks to like self-love and journeying,
exactly,
as we have
yes.
been talking about.
Very relatable.
Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to think of like 2 other things that I can include in here, but I also love the artist Pink Sweats. Have you heard of them?
No, but like what songs do you want me to like, I'm gonna explore it after we talk, so come on. I have a pen and paper.
Okay, well I do love this song. I'm actually super bad at like remembering song titles, but there is one song by Pink Sweats, I believe it's just like something. I'm actively looking up the song as we speak.
No problem.
Oh, it's this one. It's At My Worst. So At My Worst by Pink Sweats is absolutely amazing, because it's kind of just like, even though like when we think of love, it's kind of just like this fairy tale sort of fantastic thing. It's amazing to fall in love. At least that's how it's portrayed by the media. But At My Worst is kind of just like, even if I'm feeling down in the dumps, even if I'm feeling just like absolutely horrible and sad and just everything's going wrong, there's still that person that you could support. So it's just like, even if I do have flaws, I'm still deserve to be loved. I still am worthy of love. So yeah,
exactly. I'm gonna explore that song right after this podcast.
Awesome.
Okay, 2 so, more.
Yeah. Oh no, 2 more.
Yeah, it's 5.
Well, I was suggesting Billie Eilish, then Pink Sweats, and then Therefore I Am, My Future, and At My Worst by Pink Sweats.
Okay, listeners. Those are the go-to songs that you need to explore after this podcast episode. And tell us other songs that you're interested in and you can share, so Jordan and I can listen to it too.
Absolutely. Love music.
Yeah. So as you're closing, is there like one message or advice that you can tell to the listeners about life and personal growth in general? Like maybe one sentence or more that you can tell them right now about the topic that we discuss.
I think, okay, I'm yeah, I got this. It's time to be inspirational. At the end of the day, even if you feel like you're not at your best, and even if you feel like everything is going wrong, in turn and with time, there will be a community for you. There will be friends and family for you. You will be comfortable in your life, and you will be just comfortable with who you are. And that being said, just keep going. No matter how hard life gets, no matter how horrible you feel about the things around you or how you feel about yourself, there will be a time where everything will be at peace and you will be comfortable with who you are and where you are in life. So just keep going, and peace and prosperity awaits for you in your future.
Wonderfully said. It all gets better. Little by little, step by step, it will all get better. Mm-hmm. Keep pushing forward, never backwards.
Absolutely.
That is a good advice, and I hope the listeners will inculcate it in their minds and then use it as they journey life. So can you invite our listeners to go on your podcast and what your podcast is all about, and where they can contact or reach out to you in case they wanted to volunteer, they wanted to be a part of your Forever Blooming podcast?
Yeah, so just to give a little more about our podcast, we are just a mental health podcast. Well, we are a mental health organization, but within our organization, we have a podcast, which is called Forever Blooming, and we prioritize mental health and try to alleviate that sort of stigma around mental mm-hmm. health, and try to, of course, help everybody with their self-growth process and help everybody try to embrace vulnerability and thinking about how best we can assist you on your own journey. So yeah, that's all about us. But if you want to ever get involved in our podcast, we would love to have you on our podcast. Actually, Aubrey is going to come on our podcast. So if you
want to
go and listen to our episode that will come in the future, you can. and you can also email us at management@foreverbloompod.org if you are ever interested in just speaking to your own experience. And if you want to find out like all of our easy accessible links, you can check us out on fborg.card.co, and that is card with two R's. So yeah.
Wonderful. And I'll be putting all the links, your websites where you can find the organization and where you can reach out to them on their social media platforms in the description mm-hmm. in this episode. So thank you so much, Jordan, for your time and for this very insightful discussion. I learned a lot from you too, and I'm sure the listeners will be thrilled and happy to actually go over and over with this episode, because this is very important and relevant in their lives.
I think this was just an amazing episode, and we talked about just like wonderful things. So thank you for inviting me, and this was really amazing. And thank you to all the listeners for listening.
Thank you, Jordan. Remember, share us your love story so that you can get a chance to be featured in my next podcast episode. This is Aubrey Nicole, signing off. Take care, everyone. Like us on Facebook and Instagram page Life Talks with Aubrey Nicole. Share with me what you think and your suggestions by leaving a voice message on my Anchor FM account or sending us a message on the Facebook and Instagram account.